Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. See, I got the time right that time, didn't I? I don't always, even though I got a clock right in front of me. I don't know what's going on with me. Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm pretty sure of that, though. Pretty sure of who I am. And I'm pretty sure I'm still broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, on the road a couple of days. And I'm also pretty sure that Elise Benin is with us. And at least she was a couple of minutes ago when I was talking to her during the break. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her at all. She's the author of one of her books, I should say, is Stop Pushing Me Around, about shy people. And she's written a number of other books, including marketing books and online books. And she's one of our top marketing experts. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm still here.
I know. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Glad you're still here. Elise, you've got something on your mind today that I don't think we've ever talked about, and that is marketing to the green market. Now, tell me what you mean by green.
All right. And I'm not even sure that green is the right word, but the way this came about is that I have a lot of clients who I basically teach how to market their services. And one of the first questions I ask them is, who is your target market? Who do you want to work with? And lately, I would say in the last 3 to 6 months, several of them had said the green market.
Yeah, and they weren't talking about the green grocers either, the produce market. They were talking about something else, weren't they?
And they're not talking about companies that celebrate St. Patrick's Day either.
Exactly, even though that's coming up soon. Okay,
that's right.
What are they talking about?
They're talking about companies that participate in, I mean, we could say environmentally friendly products and services. One of my clients
biodegradable products,
either biodegradable or anything that supports renewable energy.
Right.
Some people consider the green market also companies that promote themselves and think in a socially responsible way. So it's not necessarily environmental as much as social.
So it might not be that their business model is green, but their corporate values are green.
It could be that, yes.
So I might be in the animal feed business, but we might be really good recyclers.
Yes, exactly. Or you know, the green building industry is very up
right.
and coming and trendy. So
with
anyone
kinds of lighting and the different ways that you circulate the air and use ambient heat from the bulbs to help create heat and offset the use of energy for that, all those kinds of things.
Exactly, including architects and real estate people who quote unquote specialize in that area.
Okay, so we get now we understand what the green is now, but what is the advantage to sort of specialize in marketing to these people?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily an advantage. I mean, there's an advantage certainly to choosing a market to focus on. And what I think is interesting is that these clients are trying to express for themselves a value, a personal value that they care about the world.
And corporate values as well.
Right, and that they're and the idea is that if they promote themselves as companies that care about the environment or care about the world, then that will set them apart from other companies approaching these prospects who don't necessarily.
Mm.
That it will give them a leg up, that it will give them an advantage. And I personally, I mean, it's something very new, and there are lots of organizations springing up here and there, and networking groups. There's an international group called Green Drinks that has events all over the world, and some
green
of my clients have been attending them.
What does that mean, Green Drinks?
Basically, you go for drinks, and it's people who are green.
Okay.
You know, people who care about the environment.
It's not tea or St. Patrick's Day either, right?
No, that either, no.
Yeah.
So in a way, my question is, do you think this is viable?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you how I'm reacting to what you're saying.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that if this is something that you think is going to give you an advantage and you're going to assume this relatively new role for you, you better be very careful that it doesn't come across as manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Tell me more about what you mean by manipulative.
Well, what I mean by that is if I want to be to increase my competitive advantage by talking about and by marketing myself as a green a company, a corporation with green values, so to speak, energy efficient values, conservation, energy conservation values, those kinds of things, environmentally friendly, environmentally aware. If those are my corporate values, that better be something that I'm pretty well versed in, so that I don't come across as being somebody who was just trying to have a shtick and to be manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
I do see what you mean, and the clients that I'm working with who are doing this are very dedicated to it, and it's very genuine and sincere, and I think that one of the challenges is to bring that through in the marketing. How
right.
do you do that so that it doesn't seem like a shtick?
Mm-hmm. There's one other thing, too, is green. Let me say this, and I've never said this before. This may actually be a new term I'm coining here on the fly, Lise.
Okay.
Which, as you know, I do from time to time. there are different shades of green.
Yes. Go on.
See, I actually could probably be painted a little bit of a shade of green because I do care about how things are going. But I'm only probably a very pale green compared to the very dark green of Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who I consider to be a whack job. Green.
Okay.
And so what I'm getting at there, different shades of green. And I would be careful about marketing myself as a green type of a conscious company. I would think that could be something if you made an overt effort to market yourself that way. I would think that possibly could be dangerous. And we'll talk about that when we come back after these messages. I'll get you to see if you agree with me. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, if she doesn't agree with me, she'll tell us. 20 after, Elise Benin is our guest. Her new book is called Stop Pushing Me Around. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, 23 after, and here's Mr. Richard Pennyman. Also known as Little Richard. Still rocking after all these years. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I got it right that time. Elise Benin is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, and Elise is our good friend. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
All right, marketing-mentor.com. Check it out when you get a chance. They can find your books there, can't they?
They can find my books and also sign up for my free newsletter, Quick Tips from Marketing Mentor.
A good one, too, by the way, folks. You want to make sure you do that. And at least the book, your last book, Stop Pushing Me Around, is that available on the search engine, on the online bookstores I'm in?
It is. They all are.
All right, so a good deal. So check that out, folks. And that's BENUNILISE. BENUN, Elise Benin. Elise, we're talking about. Now, let me ask you a question. When your clients came to you and said, essentially, we think we want to look into marketing more to the green market, to people who are green, to people who are more environmentally conscious, were they thinking that, you know, this would be a way to sort of align themselves with these people and maybe be seen as more like one of them and be more acceptable as a vendor?
Well, I think that's one reason, but I don't think it's the main reason.
What's the main reason?
The main reason is because they want to choose a market of people and companies that support their personal values and that they would like working with.
So you're saying a lot of these people actually have very green values. Maybe they're darker green than I am. And they want to hang out with people who are like them.
Absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense.
This is something they care about, and this is their life and their business, and they want to do something of value with it.
Well, all right. How do you help someone market in that way?
Well, I basically use all of the same strategies and tools that I would with any other market, and that is, okay, let's find the prospects, and let's see what's the best way to introduce yourself to them and your services and see if they're open to it.
Don't you need to first identify the universe? How big is this? How big is this universe? How many, you know, what is there any way of finding that out? How many people out there? And it doesn't have to be about green. I mean, it could be about any kind of a sector you're going after. Don't you need to sort of identify how big the universe is?
Yes and no. I mean, in terms of the green market, I don't think we know yet how big it is because it's growing and changing constantly every day.
Yeah, even I've become a little bit green. I mean, most people would be surprised to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a light shade of green.
What was that?
I said it's a very light shade of green.
Yes. Yes, I mean, you have to make sure that the market is big enough for you, but most of the companies that I work with are relatively small, and they don't need a huge market. So that isn't usually an issue. The issue is, will it matter to these companies that you, as a graphic designer, are green and, for example, know a lot about recycled paper and other elements of the actual process that are environmentally friendly?
Mm-hmm. So you've got to come up with marketing words and collateral material. It would seem to me, at least, that not only sort of would provide little bitty sort of little hot buttons for other people who were like you, but also wouldn't run off the people who are not like you, maybe who aren't green at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's not lose our head here. We need the business, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Well, you said before you thought it was dangerous, and I wanted to know why.
That it could be dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it could be dangerous, meaning when I said dangerous, folks, I was talking about it could be dangerous leading with that, making it a big issue. I think because you could wind up being seen. I mean, I think most people want to be environmentally conscious, but they don't want to do business. Most people, I think, don't want to be business with somebody who is too much fanatic. That's a good word. Yeah, I was going to use fervor, but fanatical is better. Yeah, they don't want to feel like they're doing business with a fanatic. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, but that's just a question of how you present yourself and how you position it.
Right. But the point is, it seemed to me that if you're the vendor and you're trying to find customers, you want to try to be one shade less green, maybe, than the average person you're going after. Be just a little bit less fanatical, maybe, than the people you're going after. What do you think?
I don't know. This is what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh,
and
okay.
And the open question is, you know, will they respond to this? Will they care? Will this be important to them, the companies?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think they will.
You think it'll be important?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it might matter where you live? Do you think this might be something would be a bigger deal in New York City and Oregon than it would be, say, in Kansas?
It might be. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of where the clients are who are working on this. One is definitely in Oregon, one's in Los Angeles, and another is in Maryland.
Right, in Massachusetts and places like that, where you got people a little more liberal thinking, probably a little greener than other
mm-hmm,
people.
Mm-hmm.
But in Oakmont, Kansas, or somewhere like that, it might not be quite so much.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Give us your website again one more time.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Spinning, ladies and gentlemen. Elise, thanks for getting us to think a little bit about green marketing. We'll have to continue this. You'll have to keep us posted on how this is going.
Okay.
Thanks, Elise. Elise Spinning, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend, and she'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages with our other good friend, Jonathan Zook. Stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.